한.
Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got quite a show tonight. I wanted to bring up a few things first. We have a beautiful dear friend of ours of ESETI by name of Khan, who has been teaching workshops here, and he's a great friend. He took the photographs of Kuan Yin and Ezekiel and Mary and the other beings that have been appearing here on a regular basis, the felines, the 9-foot-tall felines and everything else. But he does live in Japan, and unfortunately his whole town or village was wiped out by the tsunami. And so yeah, his family and friends and I guess brothers and doesn't know. And luckily he's fine, he's okay, but he really doesn't know what's going on. So send your prayers out to send Khan all the love and joy and bliss you can to help him get through this process. And also to send some really good thoughts out and maybe initiate a little divine intervention on those nuclear reactors. It's out of man's hands right now, and it's up to the higher dimensional beings and some of the ultra dimensionals to kick in now to help us out. And if enough of us start asking for that divine help and clean up our consciousness, and you know, we can get it. So it's very important as a group mind that we do this. We are at 12 noon going to do a live feed. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but we are going to do a meditation for Japan to help the people out there and send them energy. So hope as many of you can hook into that. We'll have it up on the website or just give us an email. And, go to ESETI.org and give us an email, and we'll give you the information on how to hook up to that. So, those are the things that are up right now. The ninth wave did come in March 9th, and a major influx of energy came in. We got hit with several CMEs, solar flares, right after that, and then Japan busted loose, as well as quite a few other events. Japan is still rocking and rolling. It's not over yet for that area. So anyway, major wave came in, and we're seeing the results of that wave. And for those of you who think that God is punishing people, that's not the case. It's just a natural cycle unfolding, and people need to listen to those cycles and flow with those cycles and pay attention. You know, if spirit tells you to move, move. You know, get out of Dodge. That's the name of the game right now, because things are going to be moving really fast. And for those of you who didn't get Golden Wolf's message, I would definitely check into that. Sign up for the newsletter. We might send it out again. It's on Facebook. If you go to the ESETI website or on Facebook, go to ESETI or go to James Gillen on ESETI, and that message is up there, and it's very powerful. It really hits the whole enchilada on what's going on right now. But, that being said, we've got a great show. We've got Dieter Braun, and the music you just heard, the intro, is his music for the As You Wish Talk Radio show. And he's the spirit behind the website Indian and the Machine. Dieter's a man of many talents. He's a musician who created the opening theme for As You Wish Radio, which we just talked about. He's also a well-known internet and radio personality. He's a proponent of ionic foot baths and alternative medicine. And his website is full of information regarding the paradigm shift, ETs, star nations, exopolitics, healing, sovereign empowerment, and much more. His websites are It's www.indianinthemachine.com. And then he's also got www.indianinthemachine.wordpress.com. And those are up on the show site too. If you want to just go to the information on the BBS site, those websites are up there. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Dieter on the show. Dieter, are you with us?
I am, James. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I can't thank you enough for that, the music for the intro, because when I first heard that, it just really touched me, you know, very deeply. And Don goes, you know, I've got this perfect information, you know, perfect opening for your show. And he played it for me. And I just said, that's it. I go, that's exactly what I've been looking for. And I was explaining it to him, you know, what I wanted, you know, and when he pumped that up, I just went, oh my God, you know, this is just perfect.
Wow. Well, I'm just pleased that, you know, I can experiment here with, you know, my music and personal expression, and that, you know, if it's honest, and ultimately it's going to attract other people who feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I chant a lot, I don't actually have as many lyrics as the average singer. But people connect with the chant, and it's all about energy.
Exactly. That's what I got. You know, it's like I've done a lot of ceremony, a lot of sweat lodges and things like that. And I've been around a lot of just, you know, songs and mainly chanting songs, Native American songs. And they do. There's a lot of times there's just not a lot of words in them. It's just all opening a gate or for the energy to come in.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes, you know, the words can even get in the way.
You know, because
we're like, I mean, my language is English, and I can consider the English language to be kind of a trickery language.
Yeah.
Where there's always
like
hidden meanings that we're putting energy into things that we don't intend to.
Mm-hmm.
So
It definitely, it definitely is. I know some of my own most incredible experiences when I blew wide open and, you know, I could not put words to it. And people wanted me to talk about what was happening. I was so blissed out, had tears running down my eyes and everything. And all I could say was no words. There are no words for this.
Yeah. You know, maybe in the next dimension, we're not speaking English.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, my understanding is, you know, almost all the contact, if you are dealing with the higher dimensional beings, it is telepathic. You know, it may sound like they're talking to you, but their lips aren't moving.
Yeah. Well, at that part, I'm still not having full-on experiences with. And I feel that here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, that we're under a bit of a spiritual, almost like someone's holding a blanket over us.
Hmm. Yeah, what do you think? Do you think that might be HARP or some other technology that's playing with you?
I think it's probably a combination. And like myself and a lot of my friends, we notice that as soon as we leave the city, that it does some sort of an energy expansion on each of us. And it just inherently driving out of the outskirts.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of frequencies out there that we're not wanting to harmonize as spiritual beings who want to, you know, be free and expand and without interference.
Are they doing the major chemtrail operation there too, as they are in the States?
Well, I would say yes, and also I would note that this is probably one of the grayest winters that Saskatoon has had since I've been on the planet, and it's just gray. It's like being out in the West Coast.
You know, I have to agree with you here as well, is that we've been talking about it, and I've been here 25 years, and I've never seen it rain like it has been, and with no let up, nothing in between, just pouring downpours of rain over and over, you know, every day. And I mean, we would get a downpour for maybe 3 or 4 hours, and then it would quit, and that would be the gist of it. And then it would open up again, and you know, in the past. But this has just been insane. I've never seen so much rain before in all my life, and it's very obvious that there is something going on, you know, major changes in the jet streams and the weather patterns and everything else this year.
Yeah. So it's, I guess it's our job that even though we're experiencing such intensity and changes that are coming from, you know, from governments, from within ourselves, mm-hmm. coming from the great central sun and from, you know, every direction, and there's like a common message. And, you know, the message is that, you know, we're to get with God's plan and go with the flow and do some cleansing and cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on every level. I've noticed in the cities, when you go into the city, because I live way out in the middle of nowhere, and when you start going in the cities, you've got all the cell phone towers. You've got these other Gwyn towers, and you have all these frequencies that are discordant. And supposedly they're made to be that way. But and then you've got other things as well. And then you have on another level, you have all the psychic turbulence and the astral turbulence going on there. And it's very hard, it seems, in cities to really maintain any kind of a really good connection with the spirit world. It just seems like as soon as you get out in nature, it starts opening up. And I think people need to do that more often is get out in nature, get along a really nice river, you know, get inside a forest and do your meditation there and get really clear with who you are and see how you feel and then go back home and then have that to measure by. And then maybe as a group, do something about the rest of the turbulence that you're having to deal with in the cities.
Yeah. Like right now I'm full on doing a lot of personal detox, mm-hmm. and the city water here in Saskatoon, they fluoridate it. And
oh, God.
When it comes out of the tap and fills the tub, like the water is green. And
wow.
So again, that for me, that's another spiritual, almost like a handicap, where your body is absorbing toxins that they're actually unidentified, and from China even on top of it probably.
Yeah.
And we have to process that. And I mean, I can get into my opinion about how China has been a very poor example and has been a dishonorable government about how they have enslaved so many people to make dollar store trinkets. Like, it's just insanity.
Yeah. We could definitely go in. I know I saw an article the other day where they're buying all this fluoride from China in these bags, and it's jamming up all their machines, and they said that something's really wrong with it. They don't know what it is, and it's creating this filmy, cloudy water and leaves a big ring around your tub like you're talking about. And
yeah.
And the guys that are putting it in the water, you know, it's a very toxic mix. Even just pure fluoride is very, very toxic. You know, you should be using hazmat gear when you're adding that to somebody's water because it is so toxic. And now they're putting this stuff in from China that they don't even know what's in it. And they're saying this is whatever we're putting in the water here is we don't know what it is. It's making a mess of things. You know, people are getting sick and people are demanding that it be analyzed. And you know, any chemist will tell you, they'll make it very clear to you that fluoride is a poison, basically, and it shuts down your pineal gland. You know, it totally shuts down your ability to access the higher consciousness and energy.
Yeah. And I think I'm trying to absorb this information that I had read about, you know, within the Phoenix Journals. And with Hatton talking mm-hmm. about that two-thirds of humanity are soulless. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's just kind of a lot to absorb, that simple statement. But you have uh-huh. to wonder if there is not a chemical connection where literally if you drink, you know, the wrong cup of whatever, that literally you disconnect in some way, that, you know, some mm-hmm. profound way, some profound spiritual, you know, God attracting way. And
yeah.
I just think there's something there. So I'm just very, very concerned about the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm planning myself to head out out west in BC to experience for the first time in my 42 years having a natural water source. And I'm very excited. I think it's, you know, every moment's going to be, you know, like a gift that I've never experienced before because of the water.
Oh, yeah. I think it's so important that there's either got to be some way. They do make some pretty high-tech filters that can get all that crap out of the water. But water is, I mean, what are we, something like 80% water, 70, some say 78, some say 80-plus percent water. It depends on who you talk to. And that water has a frequency. And if your water's poison, you know, your body's poison and your frequency is all scattered and messed up. You know, Dr. Emoto did some great work on that. So I think it is so important to, you know, really check out where your water's coming from, what you're bathing in, what you're drinking, and see how it's affecting you and maybe find another source of pure water.
Yeah. Because it's my understanding, I mean, we're all putting this together based on, you know, having to independently seek the truth with each other, because it's like, well, we all know the powers that be aren't really telling the truth. But anyways, that either our brains are calcifying or they're crystallizing. Uh-huh. And so there is this kind of push-pull. And so that's basically where I'm at, is that I'm fully intending to crystallize my body and my brain and every single part of me that I can. Uh-huh. And yet at the same time, the society that I live in is trying to calcify and acidify me.
Exactly. You know, they had I was just sent some things out on that. I've had a lot of conversations with that. And, you know, Otto Warburg in the 20s gave us the cure for cancer. And he made it very clear. He said, all you have to do is raise the body pH and oxygenate the blood, and cancer can't live. It's anaerobic. It cannot live in a high pH and oxygenated blood, you know, and that's a no-brainer. But almost everything we eat with all the chemicals and everything in us makes us very acidic. And now with the chemtrails I'm seeing with all the heavy metals, that was the other thing that a lot of the other healers were realizing, is that if they could get these chemicals and heavy metals out of our system, that we would heal. And same thing, you know, raise the pH, the body pH. And now we're being sprayed in insane amounts of barium and aluminum and strontium, a radioactive material in these chemtrails. You know, some are 6,000 times more toxic than allowable, you know, by the EPA, and it's in the snow packs. How did it get there?
Yeah.
Know?
Well, you know, somebody, I think people...
somebody was trying to tell me it was the chemical fertilizers that was doing it, and I said, really? So they're farming up on the top of Mount Adams here. That makes... And on top of Shasta, there's a lot of farming going on up there. You know, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, essentially, people need to be more awake as to the greater theme of what we experience. Because essentially, there is like a greater theme of, like, you know, a war of light and dark. Mm-hmm. And there are people within, you know, governments, and they take positions of influence, you know, and on the weekends, they're maybe having a satanic ceremony and roasting a few babies. I don't know, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, you know, they definitely have no respect for life, not even their own, it seems like. And to me, when you don't even respect your own life, then somebody else is in control. Some other energy is influencing them, you know, because, you know, you don't go out and poison yourself unless you've got some very negative influence that wants most of humanity dead influencing you. And that's what I've seen, these rituals that these people at the top of the hierarchy, Illuminati boys do and everything, are all to open up these dark portals, you know, into the astral level and bring in these very dark, demonic, you know, reptilian or whatever beings that are actually behind the scenes running the show.
Yeah. And right now, not only have they been like running the show for, you know, 12,500 years is what the number comes up for me, but it's everything that we're getting, like all of their tricks, and bang, 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 it's chemtrails, then it's HAARP, and then it's, you know, little accidents in the Gulf of Mexico, and then it's a new sweetener on the market, and bang, 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 all of these things, all, you know, and it's to shock and awe.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it seems like if you look at the big picture, you know, you've got aspartame, which is actually puts holes in your brain, and it's very, does some very severe things to the body, shuts down a lot of different systems, you know, it's pretty nasty. And then you got corn syrup, which shuts down your thyroid gland, and everybody explodes, you know, when they eat everything with corn syrup in it, you know, your body doesn't recognize it. You know, everything's got aspartame and corn syrup in it right now. And then, you know, I can go on and on with the fluoride and the chlorine. And when you brush your teeth, you create chloroform, which, you know, that's what you knock people out with. That's why you get high when you brush your teeth, you know. but you spread this out and you go, wow, now they're dumping aluminum, which creates Alzheimer's, and barium, which is a chemical warfare. You know, it makes you... you get all muscle pain, joint pain, intestinal, serious gastrointestinal problems, you know, all these things that come from barium. And, you know, and then strontium, God knows what that does. I mean, that's a radioactive material, you know, and you just add all this up together and you look at the wars and, like you're saying, the Gulf oil and everything, and you put that all together in one big puzzle and you're going, oh my God. Like some demonic forces at work here that has declared all out war on humanity and the earth as well, because, you know, the aluminum actually blocks the trees from bringing water up into the trees. And so a lot of these trees, the forests are dying because of this heavy spraying. So it's not just people they're taking out. It's like they've declared war on all life on the planet. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's why I do like to focus and have a focus in my internet effort as to what the dark side are up to. And at the same time, I like to balance that out with creating an alternative.
Exactly. And, yeah. Bringing in solutions. I like to do that. I always tell people the last talk I did in Palm Springs, I said, okay, we're going to title this talk, you know, From Toilet to the Top. and we're going to take you through the toilet first. So you know what's going on. You know, so you know what's happening around you, and then we're going to give you solutions to it, and then we're going to take you to the top, what the higher beings are all about and things like that. So I guess we've gone through the toilet now. So let's I guess maybe move into some of the solutions and what we can do in lieu of all this nonsense going on.
Yeah, and you know, and this is a message for all those light workers out there. You know, even the spiritual ones and the lesser spiritual ones, that we have to end the denial of what's taking place in order for God energy to go there. Mm-hmm. And that's what needs to be done, as opposed to just saying, oh, I need to just avoid looking at chemtrails because, or even acknowledging them because I can't handle it. And it's like God has to go into the sky if you want to, you know, clean it, and what needs to be cleansed needs to be acknowledged. I mean, how do you cleanse something that you don't acknowledge it?
Exactly. You know, I always say, you know, when you, you know, people, when you have a cut on your leg, you know, you get some peroxide or something and put it on it. And yeah, you are killing a whole bunch of little bacteria when you do that, but you're doing that to save the greater whole, you know, the whole organism, you might say, you know, but if you just ignore it, that wound is going to go septic. You're probably going to get gangrene. You're probably going to lose the leg or the entire organism. And that's what I see with a lot of, and I hope people don't get pissed at me, but a lot of the New Age movement is based in total denial of the dark side, that there is something operating and you know, focused on love and light and joy and bliss. And that is a great idea. I mean, we do that here, but we don't, ignore the dark side and taking care of our physical bodies and doing what's necessary to kind of counteract some of these other things going on.
Yeah. And then we also, when we acknowledge everything, then we're not limiting God to be our effective, you know, can you think of a more effective collaborator? to
create
something in collaboration with us and our ability to envision our own version of heaven on earth.
Yeah. I agree. I've always said enlightenment means to be in knowledge of the whole enchilada, both sides of the coin, you know, not just one side. And definitely when we are awake and we realize what's really going on, we can bring that consciousness into those areas and shift them and turn them around.
Yeah. And how can you shift and turn anything around if you don't know what heaven on earth is for you? And, you know, so that's why I encourage people to, you know, to daily reflect, and I'm learning myself to be more diligent about, you know, that changes every day. And so I think that as we awaken as students of ourselves, that it's a good thing to keep lists now, right now.
I'm curious, what do you think about, I mean, it's just gone like wildfire, but that, you know, they call it the secret, and then the secret behind the secret, and then the new secret, secret plus 10 or something. I don't know. It's just going like crazy.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard about this whole movement? What do you think about that?
I have only heard about the original secret. And I was sent the movie by one of my readers, and I, for some reason, could never get past the first 10 minutes of it. And I've noticed it because other people seem to be so drawn to it, but I personally didn't even finish the movie.
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
No, that's good.
Because I did watch the whole thing, and I walked away just kind of like, wow, you know, like, and, you know, and what I kept seeing. Now, John Gray did a good job in there. And I know John Gray, he's a friend of mine. And, you know, he wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus and everything. But, you know, he made a point in there that they seemed to, everybody missed it, but they kept saying, hey, guys, you can be happy without all the stuff. You don't need all the stuff to be happy. And that's what I felt like. It was just a major commercial for materialism, is that, you know, people are going, I've got the big house, I've got the cars, you know, I've got the Mercedes, I've got the wife to die for. I've got all this stuff because, you know, I use the secret. And I was just going, that's all outer appearance stuff. That's all basing your self-worth on acquisition, you know, material acquisition or people acquisition, you know. And I go, God, this is really missing something deep here. And then at the same time, I looked at it and I said, well, what, you know, this whole program here, what about all the different layers of self? You know, if your ego is saying, I want this car and I want this house and I want this, is that really your sole purpose? And or is that just a program that you've fallen into because of all the, you know, TV you've watched or whatever, or social consciousness? And also, what's between those two programs? Like, you've got all these wounds and traumas and fears and guilt and unworthiness and all this other crap between you and spirit that you've got to address and heal before you're going to manifest squat diddly. And that was my take from it after I watched it.
Yeah. You mentioned the word spirit a lot, which is kind of important to me at this time, and particularly about regarding something that I read, that most people on the planet are they have will polarity, and we're coming into more spirit polarity, and so that's, you know, so I love that, and, you know, I love to be able to live in spirit, and, you know, and it's, I've certainly spent parts of my life, you know, floating around, you know, a little much too in spirit, but I know the value of it, and I like to bring that into everything that I do, and I think it's important that we get in touch with that essence of freedom and how we can feel free and be free and experience it and enjoy it and create it.
Yeah, there seems to be on the other side, it just seems when we do connect into the spiritual side of ourselves, there's an old saying, an awakened God is very hard to handle. We you know, we can't be suppressed and lied to and all the other things that the status quo would like to do. You know, but I do see that over and over again. There is, you know, waves and waves of energy. We can go into it through physics or whatever you want, but that are coming in, that are opening the doors, you know, opening the gates for these incredible spiritual connections for people. And I think that's what we're seeing in all these different countries right now, where people are just going, wait, I am not doing this anymore. This is nonsense, you know, and they are stepping up for those God-given rights. You might say they're in the heart of hearts of all humanity.
Yeah. You know, and as we look for more freedom in our lives, we need to be able to support and like spiritual leadership, mm-hmm. because right now we're not really getting that, and we're always getting these leaders who are willing to lock us into new ways that enslave us, and the whole planet, our whole quality of life, you know, suffers because, you know, when you look at half the world, it's like people literally live in a cage of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they do to people in China. I mean, they're literally like slaves living in cages. And that's supposedly the new model for a lot of our supposed world leaders for any sort of world governance. That China's the model, you know. And excuse me, like, I really don't feel that at all, you know. I appreciate that they've made so much for us and have helped humanity to evolve so much.
Yeah.
But we're all so supposed to be freeing each other at this time, you know. Mm-hmm. And metaphorically, if we can, for those of us who think that we've made it, and you know, this is, you know, that whatever house and car and job is, like, you know, it for them. That most mm-hmm. people, you know, you haven't really made it if somebody else on the planet has to be enslaved in order to support your quality of life.
Exactly.
That's not making it.
You know, speaking of the quality, and this goes back into the material side of things, you know, I was doing some work on a motorcycle I have, and I was thinking about it, and I pulled these tools out, and some of these tools are like from the 30s, you know, and 40s, and they still work. They work perfectly. There's nothing wrong with them. And you know, it's just amazing. You think about that the lot of the stuff that we used to build was solid. I mean, it ran forever, you know, and it was, and we still have that ability today, but a lot of the stuff I'm seeing coming out of China, you know, especially, I noticed that I had these little light sensors that come on at night so I can kind of see where I'm going. And I've bought three of them so far, you know, in a month, and they've all died. You know,
and
I was thinking about all this stuff. It's just like, and the outside lights that pop on and off, you know, for people to see, you know, every time you pull over, made in China, you know, and they last maybe a year at the most. And, you know, I remember stuff used to last for 10 years, you know, or more, and fixtures and things like that. And now it's like, it's amazing that you're luckily if they even work when you plug them in sometimes. And if they do work, you know, you're lucky if you get a week or two out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so basically it's almost, I think it's a version of warfare is what the dollar store has been to North America.
Mm-hmm.
Because essentially they've kind of weaned us off of our own ability to make our own, you know, gadgets and, you know, shoes and whatever over several decades, to the point where we basically, you know, we can't like make hardly anything anymore. And then they're going to pull the rug out from under us. That's the plan.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you know, people, I mean, like, it's a lot of it's intentionally toxic, you know, especially like plastics that comes in contact with our foods. And I think I've noticed over time that people have been almost like degenderfied in some way because of the plastics.
You know, I've noticed that exact same thing too. I've gone into the cities where there's a lot of plastics used and things, and I know they're full of estrogen mimickers and that gets into the food. especially like Cokes and things like that and plastic bottles, when they heat up, you know, and they're in the truck and they're being delivered and they get hot and then they cool them down again, that Coke you're drinking is baked, you know, it's like impotent city every time you drink one of those. But you know, as you said, I'm just, yeah, you go into this, I go into the city and I go, wow, where's the male energy here? Where's the, you know, it's been totally degenderified or whatever, or gone the other direction completely. But, you know, but it does seem to me, okay, if that was a natural process, then so be it. But it's a chemical process, I believe, that's happening.
Yeah. So, you know, the message, like my message for people is not to, you know, to hear this and then to freak out. My message is to take full responsibility of what you are absorbing into your body, and that includes all of the containers that all of the food is in that you eat and how it is processed. And when you take full responsibility of that, and then you can choose to cleanse it out of you, and then you reprogram your system that is by then going to crystallize if you are going down that route and absorbing lots of wholesome minerals and having a spiritual relationship with the water, mm-hmm. and the crystal world. Then that's why the New Age movement, which was created by the CIA, you know, chose to take the crystal world and the spiritual world and kind of, you know, play with it like a toy. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to, like, to provide us an honest and open doorway into God consciousness. They don't even, like, if you mention the word God, I mean, your local MLA or politician is going to go, like, hide under a rock. Mm-hmm. Because they're, like, so out of touch with, like, you know, what the universe is and what God's will is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen that quite a bit where either they, you know, this one guy, you know, you saw the chemtrail movie, What on Earth Did They Sprain?
Yes. Love it.
You know, and this one politician goes, well, I think the air should be the way God created it, and I'm all for leaving it the way God created it, is what he said. And then he wouldn't even look at the information. He wouldn't even touch it. And they brandished the word just for votes, basically, or to get, you know, the Christians on their side or whatever, and for no other reason than that. I mean, they are so disconnected and so far away from service, and, you know, God is love and love serves, and they've forgotten that completely. So it just irks me when I hear them talk, use the word God. They shouldn't even use the word anymore. You know, it's they haven't earned it.
Yeah. Well, it brings to mind, too, like, which God are you referring to?
Yeah, exactly.
Because for some of these leaders, I mean, they're pretty much openly satanic at this point. Uh-huh. And it's very questionable whether they're even like real human beings or they're some sort of like a replication of a human.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to have a good handle on our next wave of leadership, that there is some sort of spiritual connection with God there. Because so that we as a whole can collaborate with God instead of mm-hmm. only as in small community groups, that we can have political relationships with God.
I agree. Yeah, it is. It's what I've seen, like when you get into the Pleiadians or the higher dimensional beings and their form of leadership, they choose their leaders according to their spiritual awareness, you might say, or adeptness, along with their track record of service. And you know, their frequency or vibration actually is how they're chosen, not by some other, you know, program on how much money they've made or how many people they control or have or power over or whatever, or how many people they've manipulated, which we do nowadays. It's sad because we do live in a corporate dictatorial democracy. We've lost the republic and we don't even have a democracy anymore. But you know, I think that's coming to a close, though. I think that's all about ready to fold in on itself.
Yeah. So any ideas on what you think the that catalyst is going to be for any big changes on the planet?
Well, you know, basically, you know about the Mayan calendar, right, and the ninth wave?
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
The
I
ninth
think
wave
it's quite.
is something, though.
What's that?
The ninth wave is something, though, that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, well, what they're saying is that basically the ninth wave is unity consciousness. And it's also like a time compression where time, you know, what would happen in maybe years would happen in a week or something like that. And so what happens is that this wave of energy, when it comes through, it accelerates, you know, instantaneous karma, you know, and the awakening and healing process. It brings everything right at the surface for everybody to see, and nothing's hidden. And I noticed that the awakening healing process accelerates tenfold. So, you know, people become more telepathic. They tune into what they call direct knowing. You know, their DNA starts going through changes, like the salamander gene starts kicking on, and they can heal themselves. And you know, all these DNA strands start getting activated. And this is all being verified by science. I'm not sure of her last name. I think it's Susan Anson or whatever. Is one physicist or whatever scientist is bringing all this out. And when this wave hit on the ninth, this ninth wave, when it came in, you know, you really do look what happened with this energy when this ninth wave came in. I guess it's coming in from galactic core or Hunab Ku, the Mayans call it. And the sun totally reacted to it. And it threw off several coronal mass ejections or flares at the same time. And then, you know, as this thing came through, and then we see Japan just goes off, you know, and starts having quake after quake, ending up in a 9.1, was 8.9, but they raised it up to 9.1 quake, you know, with the tsunamis and everything else. And actually four volcanoes went off at the same time. So I think it's kind of interesting that all these events happened at the exact, you know, same time, right after, either at the same time or continued to happen right after this wave came through. And that's what I see, is that there is a natural cycle, an evolutionary cycle. We are moving through a highly charged, highly energized place in space. We're getting 500 bursts of energy hitting the planet from unknown origins a day. Used to be about 50. You know, all of this evidence is showing that we're getting these huge gamma ray bursts, which is the highest on, you know, the spectrum, on the electromagnetic spectrum. So these cosmic rays too are just flooding the planet. The fields are down. The magnetic fields of the Earth are down too. So all the science is behind this, and they're talking about what's going on. And basically, I think it's a phase we're going through. We can either go with it, you know, go with the flow with the Earth and her change process, listen to her, move with it, or we're going to be taken out of the gene pool, basically. You know, we're not going to be around to continue.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. 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 And, I mean,
you know, and at the same time, it's like, you know, even though we're seeing, you know, all of these people leave the planet, it's like, well, if you're not going to be a part of the next age, then you're going to have to leave some way, you know? So I think that's just being realistic. And, you know, I don't want to spend the next, like, 2 years of my life, like, because so many people are leaving the planet, that I'm going to be, like, you know, mourning. When I want to, you know, I want to respect what's happening, accept it. And I want to be a part of creating the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and, I think, you know, to me, yeah, too, the natural cycle, you know, basically the Earth is expanding. She's moving plates, continental plates and things like that. Some are moving, you know, subduction zones are moving under other plates. Our most ancient ancestors are being recycled as molten rock. And that process is speeding up. The Earth is going through a huge birthing process, and we need to be aware of that and flow with it. And it's not, people go, well, why come the Mayans are punishing Japan? I had this one lady ask me that, and I go, you know, I can't even wrap my head around that question. But I said, it's like, what I'm saying is Japan happens to be on this one finger plate that's right at the end of, on a very major fault line, and it's moving. another huge plate going underneath it, and it's in a spot where there's going to be some major activity there, and I don't think there's any accidents. I think everybody incarnated there for a reason, you know, and you know, I don't know the reasons why these eternal souls chose to incarnate for that time in that area. That's between them and spirit, but it's just you know, it's just part of the process that we're undergoing, and it's not going to be just Japan. It's going to be the whole planet, you know, because, you know, again, four volcanoes went off. One just went off in Japan. One went off in, I think maybe two in Russia and one in Indonesia went off at the same time. I'm not sure. And then one went off in Japan. And now I know Kilauea is going off too right now. And so it's just the Earth reacting to these coronal mass ejections and flares and these cosmic energies coming in and bursts of energy, as well as her moving into that new highly energized place in space and alignment with the galactic core.
Yeah, I love how informed that you are, and it's reassuring, and I'm really thankful.
Yeah. Well, what do you think as far as I know you said you're a proponent of ionic foot baths. We just started doing those to help get rid of some of the heavy metals. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the foot baths and ways that people can clean up their physical bodies.
Okay. Well, essentially we are living systems of electrical energy. Mm-hmm. And what has happened is if you have absorbed the modern food supply and have been breathing the air, which we all have, and have been having municipal water, etc., that you have been absorbing lots of heavy metals, particularly like the aluminum and the barium, among mm-hmm. others. And what this does is that this slows down your liquid electrical system because it creates inherent heavy metal resistance in the body. Mm-hmm. And so you eventually, over several decades, you will get more sluggish. Your energy will just get slower, and you won't be able to think as clearly, and just everything about the system is not at full efficiency. So then if you can do sweats or, you know, herbal detox or frankincense, myrrh, raw food, Himalayan salt, you know, just all sorts of ways to flush the system. And then when you flush the system and you take out that electrical resistance, is that everything, all of your organs, your nervous system, starts to repair itself and starts to operate. You know, it can cycle light through it a lot quicker, which is basically the theme of our lives. If we're restoring our health, that we want the light to cycle through our systems quicker. So then, because then as that light cycles through our system quicker, we can process a lot more information. And then our bodies become able to receive and transmit, store information a lot more. And then you don't get overloaded. You don't get, you know, like your body, you know, like a, you know, when a system, like a computer overheats, that it shuts down. And so basically we're recreating ourselves to be a new system than what we were born into. We're not going to be, you know, these bodies that we're even having right now, I mean, they're transforming into a new species. And one day, I think, or some sort of like event, we're going to be making that quantum leap. And it's going to change everything instantaneously. Yeah. Or it'll kill you off because your body can't handle the electrical jolt.
Yeah, it's like the good news and the bad news.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like trying to find a nice balance between, you know, seeing everybody all around me who don't really take this seriously, you know.
Yeah.
And then still making myself available and my messages for those people who are taking their lives seriously and are willing to be more active participants in what is created on the planet, instead of the whole passive thing where we simply live what somebody else presents to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like just being passive sheep. And I noticed too, it is so important because, like you're saying, we do have an energy body, and the body is electrical. And if you short circuit the body or put all these capacitors in between or something, whatever you want to call it, that to block the energy or suck up the energy, which barium does basically, and the heavy metals do, they block the energy flow. We are going to become like neutered zombies if we keep going in the same direction we're going. And I'm seeing that just as you were talking about, I'm seeing in the cities, I'm seeing people walking around like zombies. And a lot of the males have been neutered by these chemicals. And it's like, and I'm not saying this derogatorily, it's just an observation. And definitely knowing what those chemicals do, the estrogen mimickers and everything else, and what the heavy metals do to your body and everything else, it's obvious. You can see it manifesting.
Yeah. And one could, sometimes we can't gauge if we are one of those walking zombies or not, because we think that we got it all together because we're so successful by any material measurement that we don't feel zombie-like. But I want people to think about how much of their energy that they are actively concerned about the quality of the food, air, water, soil, and any sort of mental information that you absorb, from media. Because if you're actively concerned and aware, for me, that's a sign that you are a strong, empowered person who is has hope, basically, who has hope to be part of the solution, as opposed to if you don't care, you're not going to be part of the solution. If you, every time you hear a bad news story and you decide to numb yourself in some way, then that's not the solution energy. It's like we're dodging like minefields in every moment because so much of our environment wants to enslave us.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is. It's just massive right now, and it's so tricky. I mean, and we've been so tricked so many times that it's hard to know. I mean, even the people that are saying they're out there to free you are the biggest enslavers of all sometimes. We used to have a saying about, vegetarians eat vegetables, what do humanitarians eat? And we've seen so many, humanitarians out there just gobbling people up and spitting them out and taking all their money. And you go, God, where's the love and the joy and the service? How do you do this and say you're connected, to the source in any way whatsoever? And especially this evangelist program going on, where they promise people condos and heavens and they give away all their money and they say, hey, we're all going to ascend and do the rapture. So, hey, cash it in, send us your money now because you're not going to need it later. And that one's going around the planet as well. So it's just unbelievable that people actually buy into that. But I guess that's their process.
Yeah, I mean, I'm under attack a lot because when you mix... You mix like money with spiritual assistance and all that, and I'm like, I want to live in a society where it's the spiritual energy, not just that will energy, is financially rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as not only a Canadian artist, which our art scene in Canada is, it's basically kept afloat by these communist programs where you have to fill out a government form in order to support yourself, and then to compete with other artists to see who's the best at whatever the criteria is that often is of no relevance.
And, yeah.
you know, and to for again, it's that spiritual energy. I want mm-hmm. that to just get out there into cyberspace. That it's going to be our salvation and our lifeboat, and everything that we want is going to be wrapped in our ability to have a spiritual relationship mm-hmm. with all of our experiences, not just the ones on Sunday before the buffet, or you know, or that 20-second prayer before your meal.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like 24/7.
Yeah. I know here in America that they can't find $18 trillion. They just don't have any idea where it went. And they keep asking, well, where did it go? And they go, I don't know. And you really think about, okay, $18 trillion, if you do the math, I mean, that would make everybody probably a multimillionaire that all went to a select group. And so there's no reason why you couldn't live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life and do whatever your creativity guided you to do. You know, and people just don't get this. And, you know, I saw Hillary there demanding, you know, billions of dollars to keep the disinformation program going, you know, throughout the world and the internet. And I'm going, hey, guess what? You know, why don't you just tell the truth and then feed and take care of the people here with all that money, you know? But it's amazing how people just don't use base common sense and go, okay, wait a second. They just sent $450 million rocket up that crashed, that didn't go anywhere. You know, you keep looking at these billion-dollar tanks and all these other things, and you go, there's people starving here. There's people out of work, people losing their homes and everything else. How can you keep going in this direction? But they do, and I think the people are just finally getting around and waking up, you know, to that maybe, you know, we need to take our power back.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, again, like, you think you haven't made if you're doing nice in the material world, but let's not forget that in order for us to be living this way, we basically took our planet to the verge of death, enslaved mm-hmm. the next generations, and have basically, like, you know, gave God the finger and said, we're all alone, we're not listening to any messages that are coming to this planet.
Pretty much. That's pretty much where we're at.
You know, and so while there are people on the planet waiting for that radio signal that's going to tell us that there's life out there, I mean, all we have to do is, at this point, because there's so much assistance making themselves known, is that we simply look up to the sky and we be willing to let the sky tell us a story of messages that we never absorbed before, but yet there's a remembrance there.
Exactly. You know, unfortunately, we're running out of time, so you know, again, I know your music brings that out. People that hear your music, I know it connects to people deep within their soul. What is the best way to get a hold of some of your music and get a hold of you?
Well, I have about a dozen or so sites, and they're all accessed at www.indianinthemachine.com.
Okay.
And in particular, I really do encourage people, you know, and even though I'm selling foot bath plates, I mean, please, I have to make money some way. And I think mm-hmm. I've chosen, you know, one of the most good heart feeling ways that I'm personally feeling rewarded as a human being to make available, you know, to think about that if you are wanting to be a part of that next age, then there are people like myself out there that can help you to cleanse, you know, the old world. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there that can help you to program yourself for the experiences that you really do want. And
exactly.
And that's where we're all at. We're none mm-hmm. of us need to go through any of that alone, because we're not alone.
Yeah. I agree. Well, you know, I can't thank you enough for the work you're doing, and I strongly recommend people get behind you and assist you in the work that you're doing, and get behind all the leaders that are actually, you know, standing up to the powers that be and trying to shift the earth into a more loving, joyous, blissful place. And And again, I can't thank you enough for your work and the music that you brought to As You Wish Talk Radio.
James, it's my pleasure, and I'm sure we waited a long time to be able to be witnesses and creators of this time on the planet. And so I'm glad that we're awakening and recognizing each other.
All right. Hey, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll be in touch.
All righty. Okay, bye.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, folks. Thank you so much for coming and listening. And by all means, check on that www.indianinthemachine.com and buy his music and assist him in any way you can, because he's definitely, you know, in the trenches on your behalf. Anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.